You're with SBS Radio.
Future Dreaming, Visions of the Future is an exhibition by incarcerated Indigenous artists who are remanded across 14 Victorian correctional facilities. The artists are all participants in the Torches Indigenous Art in Prisons and Community Program. The participating artists have expressed their hopes and dreams on 30cm by 30cm artworks that are available to view and purchase online via a scrolling mosaic gallery. This exhibition gives voice to First Nations Australians who are isolated in prison during a global pandemic, mirroring the global community's wish to reconnect with loved ones and dream of a better future. Now, I caught up with the Torches CEO, Kent Morris, to learn more about future dreaming, visions of the future, and how the artists have fared during the pandemic and their outlook on life.
This is an intriguing exhibition, Future Dreaming, Visions of the Future, and it's an exhibition of artworks created by Indigenous artists who experienced incarceration in Victorian prisons during the COVID-19 pandemic. So all Indigenous men and women connected to the Torch program. And of course, as the pandemic made its way into our lives, of course, we were unable to deliver the Torch program to our artists and participants in the prisons. It's been a unique journey to getting information in and resources, but also to try and still provide opportunities. This exhibition, around 200 or so canvases, 30 by 30 centimetre canvases, were taken into 14 correctional facilities across Victoria, where participants in the program were asked to paint about their experiences, but also about what they would hope for the future once we come through onto the other side of the pandemic. What do they see as their vision for the future, and how might those thoughts and expressions and experiences be transmitted onto canvas, which the Torch could then exhibit, albeit online, in a beautiful virtual mosaic scroll on our website, and the works available for sale to the public.
And how many artists are participating in this exhibition?
So out of the 200 or so paintings that were delivered to the Victorian prisons, and in amongst all the changing landscape and machinations and different sort of service provisions that were allowed and not allowed by the Corrections Victoria, who've done a fantastic job in managing the pandemic through the facilities, we were able to have 118 artworks returned from men and women. And they'll be on display again on our website, but also a selection of them will be exhibited in the Torch Gallery in St Kilda, which currently isn't open to the public, but we're hoping that as things open up, we may be able to, you know, invite people in or make appointments for people to come and see a selection of the works displayed in the Torch Gallery.
Yeah, but normally we know the Torch for its very, very successful confined exhibition, an annual event that's very, very well followed and draws huge crowds. What's the difference between these two?
So the annual confined exhibition, as you know, includes all men and women participating in the program. So all those in the in-prisons program, all of those that stay connected to the Torch in the post-release program, back in the community. And it's a real celebration and highlights all of the work the men and women have been doing and the Torch has been doing with them over a 12-month period. And this year, again, we had to run that exhibition virtually, put together some beautiful virtual spaces. And that was an incredibly successful exhibition this year in terms of the amount of works and the quality of the works and the sales. The connection to the public was more than we've ever seen during this period. Future Dreaming is one that's really in response to what's happening currently, and that separation of the men and women from each other during the lockdown within the prisons, but also concerns around, I guess, the health and safety and well-being of family and friends, and those thoughts of connecting back with country, community and family. So it's very specific to the COVID-19 period. It's a very unique exhibition. Yeah. And the works are particularly engaging and very powerful.
Yeah. Can you tell us a word or two about some of the exhibitors? Because usually you get really exceptional artists out of there. Tell us a word or two about some of the artists.
Yeah, so look, all of the men and women who've contributed have been connected to the program for a number of years. There's a beautiful painting that's the promotional image by Mark C, and it's a river dreaming with seven river totems And it's the first artwork he's ever submitted through the torch, and it's become the driving image for this exhibition. And again, it's, you know, a beautiful look at his totem. He's a Yorta Yorta fella, so long-necked turtle is his totem, and looking about how all the other wisdom and knowledge of different language groups and the rivers coming together to kind of heal and mend the rivers. And you see that as a broader expression of us all coming together to get through what we're going through and to heal some of the trauma and some of the experiences we've had, to look at, you know, connection to country and to connection to each other, really importantly. So that's a really beautiful work. And there's another work by Trevor, who's a fellow from my language group. So he's a Barkindji artist.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful work representing, again, looking at traditional knowledges and systems and processes around sustainability and around, again, caring for country, not overusing or destroying country, particularly for us as Barkindji people, the Darling Barker, that misuse of the Darling River, but to have that vision of passing down knowledge and respect, storytelling and language to future generations, but also that the land is being maintained and kept sustainable. And for us also, you know, the rainbow serpents watching over us and keeping our sacred land safe. So that's a lot of the works represent that idea of healing the land, healing the country, healing sort of relations and making relationships better for First Nations Australians as well. There's a lot of works looking at that. There's works to do with, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement and some of the issues impacting on our communities through that. So as I read through the stories and look at the artworks, I see a lot of hope for the future around reconciliation, around, you know, healing of land and of more respect and understanding of our culture and the shared histories we have through this country. So these 30 by 30 centimetre works, I tell you, they pack a punch. There's a lot of meaning and a lot of kind of commitment and love and expression in these works that look at, about how we might have a better future together.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.